106.9 WCTR and the greatest hits of all time. And your pals Moore and Less in the morning, the Window Front Studio downtown, as we are every Friday here in the Fishbowl. And it's a good opportunity to meet several folks from the community and tell you what's going on around the area. And here's something really cool that's coming up in the near future. It'll be happening March the 3rd through April the 28th. Local environmental artist Claire Parker will be having an exhibit there and meeting folks, too, in the near future. And Mom is here to tell us about that.
Hello, I'm Robin, I'm Claire's mom, and it's kind of a very exciting time. I'm a nurse at Heron Point, and through one of the residents that live at Heron Point, Claire got adopted into the art program there. So they took her to art, under her wing, into art classes.
Okay.
And during the pandemic, when nothing else was going on, she ended up falling in love with art. So
I was going to ask you to explain that story, because, you know, often we talk about some of the weird things that came out of the pandemic, but there were a lot of positives, too, and this kind of gave her a turn of career, essentially.
It certainly did. She was always a drummer at the time. She was playing in, like, five or six different bands, and she went from, you know, totally being involved in band to absolutely having nothing to do. And
right.
A 16-year-old with absolutely nothing to do is not a good thing. So.
No, that's true. But it's cool, because she discovered a passion maybe she didn't necessarily realize she even had.
Yeah, and she enjoyed art, but she never had time to really pursue it because she was always so busy playing in all the different band ensembles that she was involved in.
Wow.
So does this represent a total shift? Is she still also doing some drumming and
she
art?
Still drums. She's living in New York because she, you know, goes to Pratt. She's in her second year at Pratt. And she played for a friend's band that, you know, his drummer, you know, was out of commission a couple weeks ago. So she still plays drums, but art has become her, you know, ultimate passion, I guess.
Now, what sort of pieces will we see on display then at Heron Point?
She does a lot of mixed media. She has one piece that she did that she uses, everything in it is recycled. So, you know, old receipts, bubble wrap. So it's multi-layered, but she painted over individual pieces. And then there's a picture of her, like, holding a water bottle. But if you look closely in the water bottle, there's, like, you know, skull and crossbones, you know, symbolizing pollution, you know, into the environment. So basically during the pandemic, she spent a lot of time outdoors. We're blessed to live on the Chester River. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of became into environmentalist. So now she's also, in addition to majoring in drawing, she's minoring in environmental sustainability. So a lot of her art is focused on the environment.
Wow. And I was going to say, that's a nice way to tie those two passions together.
Wow, that's really great. Yeah. Wow, and she can explore really two passions, art mm-hmm. and environmental science, mm-hmm. and really kind of make a statement about those through her art, which is a great opportunity for her. So this is going to start March 3rd through the April 28th, as Brian said, and she's actually going to be there on the 10th of March to meet and greet people and talk a little bit about her art.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting, too. And that's going to be from 1 to 4 on the 10th. So, and this is going to be going on this whole entire time. Now, she's the sole artist that's going to be exhibited?
Yes, solo exhibit. So it's very exciting for her. So
first time they've done a solo exhibit?
Yes.
I thought so.
You know, like I said, the art group there has been so supportive and so encouraging to her. I mean, she's only 19 years old. It's quite a feat to have, you know, your own show at that age.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and they want her to have 40 items. So she'll have some of her photography there, some mixed media, some drawing, some painting, a little bit of everything for everybody. This semester, she's taking silk screening, so she has some silk screen printing that she's done. So it's exciting. It's, you know.
Well, that's interesting because there's a lot of artists that pick one media and that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they focus on. That's what they highlight. But she's touching all of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it because that's what she's doing in school.
She's
learning different things,
yes.
So she's exploring them mm-hmm. all. Is there anyone that's her passion that you think?
Drawing. Definitely drawing, yes. During the pandemic, when she first really got into art, she drew a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio in colored pencil. And I said, why did you pick Leonardo DiCaprio? And she goes, oh, he, you know, was also supportive of the environment and indigenous, you know, Indian tribes and things like that, which nobody knew that about him.
I didn't know that.
That was in a show. So that'll be there. But, you know, the detail with pencil, it's like, how do you do that? I don't, you know.
Wow.
So it's
what's going to be wonderful. And I think it's a great opportunity to meet her and learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. her story and talk with her. And that'll help inspire an understanding of her art. Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us. Now, again, this is going to be the 3rd through the 28th from 10 to 4 each day. It's mm-hmm. all
It'll be long? Open, yes.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you can just come in and enjoy
come and
the
go
art
as you want. Yes.
At the Heron Point Art Gallery. Of course, they're located at 501 East Campus Avenue in Chestertown. If you want to find out more, you can call them. Mm-hmm. 410-778-7300.
And it's free.
And it's free. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.